Have you ever shared too much in the name of being authentic? That moment where you realized mid-sentence, oh no, I shouldn't have said that. And then you can't take it back, and you're just watching people's faces trying to figure out if you crossed a line. We've all been there. I know I have. Look, in recent years, vulnerability has become this leadership buzzword. It's everywhere. Be real. Be open. Be transparent. Show them you're human. There are entire TED Talks about it, books about it, leadership programs built around it. And listen, I'm not saying that's wrong. Vulnerability, when done well, can be incredibly powerful. It builds trust, it fosters genuine connection, and yes, it absolutely reminds your team that you're a real person, not a leadership robot who only speaks in corporate jargon. But here's the paradox, and this is where it gets tricky, where a lot of leaders get it wrong. Vulnerability without boundaries isn't strength, it's exposure. And there's a massive difference between the two. I've seen this play out so many times in my work. Leaders who mistake oversharing for authenticity, they pour out every stress, every fear, every frustration, thinking it makes them relatable, thinking their team will appreciate the raw honesty. I had a client once, we'll call him James, who prided himself on being an open book leader. He'd share everything, his marriage struggles, his financial stress, his doubts about whether the company would survive the quarter. And at first, his team seemed engaged. They'd nod sympathetically. They'd say things like, "Thanks for being so real with us." But over time, something shifted. People started hesitating before coming to him with problems. They'd sugarcoat bad news. They'd avoid bringing up challenges because, frankly, they were worried about adding to his pile. One of his directors finally pulled me aside and said, "I feel like I need to take care of him. And that's not what I signed up for." That hit me hard. Because that's exactly what happens when vulnerability tips into oversharing. Your team doesn't feel inspired or connected. They feel responsible for your stability. They feel like they need to protect you instead of being led by you. And that's not connection. That's collapse. True vulnerability, the kind that actually builds trust and strengthens teams, it's strategic. It's intentional. It's carefully chosen. It's sharing lessons, not wounds. It's saying, "Here's what I've learned," not "Here's what I can't handle." Let me give you a contrasting example. I worked with an executive, let's call her Diana, who was going through a genuinely difficult time. The company was in transition, she was exhausted, and she was dealing with some personal challenges that were affecting her energy. Now, she could have walked into that all-hands meeting and unloaded everything. She could have asked for sympathy. She could have made it about her struggle. But instead, she said something that I still think about years later. She said, "I want to be honest with you. I've been struggling with burnout lately, and I've realized I wasn't protecting my energy the way I needed to. So here's what I'm doing to fix it. I'm blocking focus time on my calendar. I'm delegating differently. I'm saying no to things that don't align with our priorities. And I'm sharing this with you not because I need you to worry about me, but because I want us all to learn how to protect our energy better. Because if I'm not modeling sustainable leadership, how can I expect you to practice it?" Can you hear the difference? That's professional vulnerability. Honest, but contained. Real, but responsible. She named the struggle, but she centered the lesson. And her team? They didn't walk away worried about her. They walked away with permission to set boundaries themselves. They walked away with a framework they could actually use. That's the power of strategic vulnerability. Here's a rule I use in my own life, and I share this with every single client I work with. If the story still hurts when you tell it, it's not ready to be shared. Share from the scar, not the wound. Think about it like this. When you have a fresh wound, it's raw, it's bleeding, it needs care and protection. You don't go showing that to everyone. You tend to it privately until it heals. But once it becomes a scar, that's different. A scar has a story. A scar shows you survived something. A scar can teach someone else how to survive too. That's what your team needs, not your pain, your perspective. They don't need to know you're drowning. They need to know you learned how to swim. There's this beautiful quote I love, and I don't remember who said it originally, but it goes, "You can be the lighthouse or the storm, but you can't be both." As a leader, your job is to be the lighthouse, steady, visible, guiding people through the darkness, through the uncertainty, through the choppy waters, not adding to the chaos, not becoming another thing your team has to navigate around. Now, does that mean you have to be perfect? Absolutely not. Does it mean you can never be human? Number. It just means you're thoughtful about what you share, when you share it, and why you're sharing it. Here's a quick test I use. Before sharing something vulnerable, ask yourself, am I sharing this to serve them or to relieve myself? If it's to relieve yourself, find a therapist, a coach, a trusted friend. That's what they're for. If it's to serve your team, to teach them something, to give them permission to be human too, then share it. But share it from that place of, here's what I learned, not here's what I'm going through. So as you lead this week, consider this. What's one truth you can share that builds connection without crossing your own boundary? Where can you be honest about your humanity without making your team carry the emotional weight of it? What lesson have you learned that your team actually needs to hear right now? That's where real trust begins. When authenticity meets discernment. When vulnerability is paired with wisdom. Thank you for joining me for the Paradox series. These three episodes, Leading from Behind, The Confidence Paradox, and The Vulnerability Trap, they're the contradictions I think about most when I'm working with leaders who want to go deeper, who want to lead with more intention. And listen, if you've been on this journey with me for all three episodes, thank you. Truly. It means a lot that you'd spend this time reflecting on these ideas. If these reflections resonated with you, if something clicked or challenged you, I genuinely love to hear your thoughts. Connect with me on LinkedIn, I'm pretty active there, or visit deliberatedirections.com. Let me know which paradox hit home for you. Or tell me about a paradox you're wrestling with in your own leadership. Because here's the thing, leadership isn't meant to be figured out alone. It's meant to be explored in community, in conversation with people who get it. Until next time, I'm Allison Dunn, reminding you to lead deliberately. Think first, and trust that sometimes the hardest contradictions reveal the deepest clarity. Thanks for listening. See you next time.